Alma Alexio. Benvenuti ad Alma Alexio, il podcast dell'Università di Bologna dedicato alle Lectio Magistralis tenute da scienziati, intellettuali e personaggi illustri che nel corso degli anni sono stati invitati dall'Università di Bologna a condividere il loro sapere e contribuire alla divulgazione della conoscenza. Nell'undicesima puntata ascoltiamo Mohammad Yunus, economista e banchiere, premio Nobel per la pace 2006. La storia straordinaria della fondazione della Grameen Bank e come il sistema del microcredito sia capace di sottrarre milioni di persone alla miseria e allo sfruttamento sono i temi della lezione dottorale tenuta il 15 ottobre 2004 in occasione della cerimonia per il conferimento della laurea d'honorem in scienze della formazione. Buon ascolto!
I just cannot believe that one can receive so much honor. It's so difficult to believe that all of you have come today and all this elegant ceremony and celebration is all just for me. So difficult to even understand that. You've been so generous. Thank you so much. Honorable Rector and Honorable Dean, Professor Brunori, distinguished members of the faculty, my young friends from the University of Bologna, and ladies and gentlemen. To say the least, I'm very, very grateful to you for giving me this wonderful honor to receive this honorary degree from your most prestigious institution. I'm overwhelmed by your generosity and your gesture. By honoring me, you give recognition to our work and our mission. It helps us tremendously in carrying out and reach our objectives to eliminate poverty from the face of this planet. Grameen Bank has completed its 28 years now. It has been a long journey. When I began this journey, I did not plan on making a wave. I was trying to solve a simple local problem. At least that's what I thought. I was shocked to see how poor people in the village next door to the university where I taught suffered because they could not come up with small amount of working capital. Amount they needed was less than $1 per person. They could get that money only against extremely unfair terms. They were required to sell the goods to the lender at the price set arbitrarily by him. Back in 1976, I lent $27 to 42 people to help them get out of these unfair deals. People who received my money were very happy. Seeing how easy it was to make so many people so happy with such a small amount of money, I thought I should work out a way to find money for them in a permanent basis. So I went to the bank to arrange loans for them. Bank said they cannot give loans to the poor people because they are not creditworthy. So I thought I should take upon myself to find out whether their conclusion was right. I offered myself as a guarantor and took loans from the poor for the poor people, and tried some simple ways of handling these loans. The system worked. Everybody paid back their loans. This triggered a whole series of experimentation from one village to two villages to five villages, 20 villages, 50 villages, 100 villages. Every time it worked, but conventional banks did not want to change their minds and their rules. Finally, in 1983, I created a bank for our own purpose. Since 1976, we have been struggling to convince the world that what we are doing is not only a serious business by itself, but it also opens up endless possibilities for the poor by creating self-employment opportunities. We have been arguing that it is absolutely wrong for the financial institutions to reject the poor by assuming that they are not creditworthy. We have demonstrated umpteen times that not only they are creditworthy, in many countries they are more creditworthy than the rich. We have demonstrated that banking can be done without collateral, without legal instrument, without group guarantee, without joint liability. We have demonstrated that the poor can borrow, invest, and improve their income situation. They can save, even build their own pension funds. They can build houses with bank financing, send their children to pursue higher education with the student loans. Grameen Bank not only lends money to the poor, it is also owned by the poor. At present, there are 3.8 million borrowers in Grameen Bank, 96% of whom are women. Currently, it lends out nearly half a billion US dollars a year. Its repayment rate is 99% plus. It is financially self-reliant. It doesn't take any loan or grant from any source. All its funds come from the deposits it collects from the borrowers and non-borrowers. And each year, Grameen Bank makes profit. To encourage the children of the borrowers to stay in school and perform well in school, Grameen Bank offers over 6,500 scholarships each year to these children. Grameen Bank gives student loans to students who are in professional schools to become doctors, engineers, lawyers, scientists, etc. Many critics of microcredit have been telling the world that while microcredit is a good intervention for the poor in higher layers of poverty, it is no use to the bottom layers of poverty. We have been arguing that credit should be accepted as a human right. This position of ours makes it a human right for the bottom poor too. We encourage and support every conceivable intervention to help the poor fight out of poverty. Availability of microcredit to the poor should not discourage or slow down any other intervention. Microcredit is an intervention which brings better mileage to all other interventions. It helps all other interventions work better. Grameen's village phone is an example. It brings information technology in the hands of the poor women and turns them into telephone ladies in the villages. We need to reconceptualize the business world to make sure it contributes to the creation of humane society, not aggravate the problems around us. We need to recognize two types of businesses and offer equal opportunities to both. These two types of businesses are, one, business to make money, that is conventional business. Two, business to do good to the people, or social business. Social business enterprises are a new kind of non-loss organization which aim at solving social, health, environmental problems utilizing the market mechanism.
We need to give opportunities to the social business entrepreneurs similar to the institutional and policy support system that the world has built over years for the conventional businesses or businesses to make money. One such new institution to help the social business entrepreneurs will be the creation of social stock market to bring the social business entrepreneurs and social investors to come in contact with each other and solve the problem of finding investment money for this new type of businesses. There are many other things that need to be created, such as social venture capital, social rating agencies, methodology of evaluating successes and failures of social business enterprises, training social MBAs, etc. Our knowledge base about people and their interactions is still very inadequate. I believe that each individual person is important. Each person has tremendous potential. He or she alone can influence the lives of others within the communities, nations, within and beyond his or her own time. Each of us has much more hidden inside of us than what we have had a chance to explore so far. Unless we create an enabling environment to discover the limits of our potential, we will never know what we have inside each of us. Grameen has given me a faith, an unshakable faith, in the creativity of human beings. That lends me to believe that human beings are not born to suffer from the misery of hunger and poverty. They suffer now, and they did it in the past because we turn our heads away from this issue. No turning away of our heads anymore. In the year 2000, nations of the world got together and adopted the Millennium Development Goals to reduce the number of poor people in the world by half by 2015. It is the most courageous decision that humankind has ever taken in the history about their fellow human beings. Now it is our responsibility to engage ourselves in the full preparations to make sure that we do reduce poverty by half by 2015. Let us monitor our progress every month, country by country, district by district, village by village, city by city, and work hard to achieve the Millennium Development Goal. Let us concentrate on sharpening our tools, designing our institutions and policies to make it happen. Thank you for honoring me. By honoring me, you honor the millions of people who are waiting to put in their hard work to bring dignity to themselves and to their children. Thank you very much.
Avete ascoltato la lezione dottorale tenuta da Mohammad Yunus il 15 ottobre 2004 presso l'Alma Mater Studiorum Università di Bologna. Vi aspettiamo alla prossima Alma Lectio.